We are meeting our Victorian Olympic aspirants in the months leading up to Paris, our homegrown heroes for Red Energy. Red Energy, owned by Snowy Hydro, a renewable energy leader. In the studio is a world champion in the 50-metre breaststroke. 50-metre breaststroke is an Olympic event, so there's a little bit of adjustment to be done on that front. Sam Williamson is here. Sam, congratulations on all you've done. It's lovely to meet you like this.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much for having me on this morning.
Are you just out of the pool?
Just out of the pool, yes. So I managed to towel off in time and get the togs off to make it in here.
So how intense is it? What is it? It's the end of April. You've got the Olympic qualifiers in about 6 weeks, 7 weeks, and we're about 90 days away from the games.
Yeah, it's definitely getting in towards the tail end of things. Like we were chatting before, this opportunity comes around once every 4 years, if you're lucky. So it's definitely a lot of pressure building, but there's a lot of excitement building as well.
So how real in your mind is how fine the margins are going to be? And we were talking, is you get one shot.
Yeah, you get one shot to show everyone in the country what you're made of here. I've got 7 weeks of hard work in front of me until that moment, June 10th, which will be really exciting. But yeah, 7 weeks of just head down, bum up work to just show everyone what I'm made of. So it's going to be a stressful 7 weeks though. I think anything can happen in those 7 weeks, and I'm not just competing against the clock. I'm competing against the rest of the country. So waking up every morning knowing that Every single one of those guys is getting up and putting in the same work I am. So just doing whatever I can in the meantime to find that extra 1%.
Take me back to the pool in Doha and a world championship in the 50-metre breaststroke. What did that represent to you?
I think, like you said, unfortunately, the 50, it's not an Olympic event, which it's a pretty sore point because it'd be nice to have one of those in Paris. However, still lucky that I've got the 100s. So at the moment, just trying to work out how to turn and do the second lap. But Doha was just a massive tick in the box. I think I remember watching the World Championships, 2022 World Champs that were on in Hungary at the time. I didn't qualify for that team, so I remember getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning to watch that final and watching that final from like my living room couch and thinking that could be me one day. Like I want that. And then 18 months of hard work later, I managed to secure myself a spot in that final. So I remember walking out for that final absolutely terrified, thinking, like, here I am against my heroes of the sport. I've been idolizing these guys for the last 6 years, thinking, you know, do I really deserve a spot here? But then, like, I remember looking down and seeing the Australian emblem on my chest, the last thing I saw before I walked out, and thought, like, this is the dream you've had since you were seven. Just go out and have a blast. Doesn't matter if you win or if you lose. You're just going to go out and enjoy this moment. And yeah, somehow managed to walk away hitting the wall first. So that was just, it was just an incredible moment. Like a culmination of the last 15 years of hard work.
So what was the overriding emotional thought that you had when you knew you'd won?
I was just blown away with that swim. Was the perfect combination of everything I'd been training for the last few years. Like, I mean, it was a real shame that I didn't have any of my family over there or any of my support staff back here from Victoria over there with me. But just being able to do that, knowing that I had every single one of them behind me, was a really special feeling.
Take me right back. So you're seven when you start swimming. Why swimming? And then at what age do you choose breaststroke?
Ooh, I mean, swimming, because unfortunately I'm not really built for anything else.
You look built for an awful lot, Sam, built, I must say.
Definitely built for a lot, but look, I've got the coordination of a giraffe on roller skates. So somehow just fell in love with the water, fell in love with being pretty good at swimming, and just loved it. You know, I've loved it for the last nearly 20 years now. It's been a long time, but I didn't really stumble into breaststroke until I was probably going through puberty. I think just body started changing, things started moving differently, and yeah, just somehow breaststroke clicked for me. So breaststroke was the one that they say breaststroke doesn't, you don't choose breaststroke. Breaststroke chooses you.
Right, right. Is it a scourge that it chose you, or are you totally happy with it?
Oh, I'm stoked that it chose me.
So when you start to figure out that you're good at it and the training program, so your coach was Mac Horton's coach, so you're in a great stable and well proven around international success. So how do you start to figure out, okay, this is something worth pursuing for your adolescence and out of your teens?
I think I got to thank mum and dad for that one. Like 100% all thanks goes to mum and dad there. They were always incredibly supportive of me, and they knew it was a goal of mine to represent Australia and be able to swim for Australia. So, I mean, they were the ones that were driving me to the pool every single freezing cold morning, and they were the ones driving me home. They were the ones feeding me. They were the ones getting me to bed. Like, you know, up until I was probably 18, mum was my nutritionist, mum was my physio, mum was my transport. She was like, mum and dad were everything to me. So I think it was definitely them, and just seeing how much work they put into me and how much faith and belief they had in me from a very young age just meant that just wanted to prove it to them that I could do it.
Yeah. So the Commonwealth Games plays a role in that, silver and bronze in individual and a gold in a relay. Where can you pin the Olympic dream to? Is there a particular games or a particular swim, or when does that sort of start to dawn for you?
I think I don't really have a lot of early memories of the Olympics. The first Olympics I really remember watching would have been Beijing. I remember mum and dad, actually, we had to tape the games on a VHS tape so I could watch them the next morning. But just remember watching the swimming and thinking, like, I think it's every young swimmer's dream to go to the Olympics. Like the Olympics is synonymous with swimming, and like swimming is synonymous with the Olympics. They go hand in hand together. So I don't think any young swimmer would be swimming if they didn't think that they wanted to go to the Olympics at some point.
Yep. The swimming qualifications is unforgiving, as you've pointed. So it's first and second onto the team, and then build a relay out from there.
Yeah. Well, first and second onto the team, only if first and second are under a specific time.
That's right, yes.
So it's even more cutthroat than just, it doesn't matter, you could touch the wall first, but if you're not under that time, that's it. That's go home, try again in 4 years. So it is without a doubt one of the most cutthroat sports. We don't get a chance to come back next week and try and climb the ladder. It's, you get a chance 4 years later.
I am curious, so you've had the dry run of the national championships, which weren't the Olympic qualifiers. How often do you have a proper swim to see if you can get under the Olympic qualifying time?
Oh, I think I got really lucky that I was on the world champs team in Doha at the start of the year. So I had three shots there to go under the time, swam under it three times. So I've got that confidence in the back pocket. But yeah, it's not until June 10th that I get another shot.
Okay, so there's not a sleepy Tuesday morning we go, right, we're just going to see where we are here?
No, there's no second chance in this. It's you put all your eggs in that basket and, yeah, you go for it on that day.
That's sort of both thrilling and terrifying to hear you even say it.
It is. I just saying it, I can feel the hairs on the back of my neck standing up, knowing how much pressure I'm going to have on me at that point. But you can look at that and think that's pressure, or you can look at that and think that's excitement, and how exciting this is that I've got one opportunity to get up and do absolutely everything I can.
Yeah.
And knowing that, you know what, there is one opportunity, and I think if I've done everything in my power up until that point, it doesn't matter what happens on the day, knowing that I've done absolutely everything in my power means that whatever happens on that day is what I deserve.
Okay, so that's the step. Do you dream of Paris, or are you anchored in dreaming of qualifying?
I think, look, Paris is on the back of, is it, what's in the back of absolutely everybody's mind in the pool at the moment. And it's, Paris is the reason I'm getting out of bed absolutely every single morning. But you have to be able to build that sort of brick wall. You have to put the blinkers on like a racehorse, and you have to know that if you look too far down the pitch, you're gonna trip over on that first hurdle. So it's being able to switch off and know that, yes, Paris is the dream, but you've got to execute when it comes time to it here in Australia.
Away from swimming, you love your footy?
Oh, look, I do love my footy. It's been an unfortunate few weeks for the Saints, but I do love my footy. I think, you know, born and bred in Melbourne, you have to love your footy.
Would I find you at the MCG from time to time?
Oh, you definitely find me at the G from time to time, probably tucking into a pie and some hot chips.
That's a great image. What do you love about footy?
I think I love that it doesn't matter which game you go to in Melbourne, but like there's always going to be a crowd there, and that silent chill that you get at the G just before that first bounce, Like, you don't get that anywhere else in the country. And I love that. I love that freezing cold train ride home after the Saints have lost. And I love that, you know, warm pie at three-quarter time just to try and make me feel better.
Yeah. It's a bit more forgiving footy than it is swimming, isn't it? You lose, you come back next week and see if you can do better and climb.
It is, yeah. Yeah, you get a shot every week, which I'm very, very envious of those boys and girls that get a shot every week at the trophy. But you know what? I think we get a shot once every 4 years. So while the pressure's there, it just means that there's four times the amount of excitement as well.
Oh, we're going to be dialed in emotionally now to you when you go to the trials, Sam. It's terrific to meet you. Well done on all that you've achieved and good luck for what comes next.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Sam Williamson, world champion, Olympic aspirant. He's one of ours here in Melbourne. We're meeting now Victorian Olympians, our homegrown heroes for Red Energy. Red Energy awarded Australia's most trusted energy provider by Canstar twice. Maybe it's time you switched to Red.